That's been a house of Lord.
Yeah.
Brother said, we turn our ears on. That's it all the time.
Yeah.
James chapter 4.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Chapter 4, verse 7.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Bless the
Lord. Lord, good to us. I need to pray for him. Hey, he brings us up. Hey, he's going to be the one that we're going to answer to.
Amen.
Hey, thank you for that, brother.
Yep.
Brother Randy, I've got to answer for myself.
Hey,
I've got to answer for you either. Yep. Almighty God.
Amen.
Right. Anybody hate one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
preaching.
Jesus coming out of that grave that third day.
Yeah.
It was a victory. That's our Savior.
Yeah.
Right here in the Father today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo!
Bless him, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, bless him, Lord.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He shall lift you up.
Yeah.
Hey, that we're all looking for someday.
Yeah.
If you're born again and ready to go, aren't we looking for that great lifting someday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you looking for that trumpet to sound?
Come on, brother.
Brother Randy, yeah, I know you're looking to go up.
Oh,
go up, not down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, the Lord. I want to go up, brother.
Yes,
right. Hey, I'm going to live for the Lord as close as I can.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to flee from the devil, though.
Yeah.
I got to put Jesus in front of me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Go to Romans 13 and 14.
Bless him tonight, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. Bless you.
Romans chapter 13. Verse 11. And let know in the time that now is high time to wake out of sleep.
Yes, sir.
And now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the night is far spent, the day is at hand.
Yes.
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
Yeah.
Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and trembling, not in trembling, not in wantonness, not in strife to envy. Listen, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, today, right now. Hey, it's telling us to wake up.
Oh,
hey, our salvation is getting closer every day. Every day you live on this earth, it's getting shorter here and closer to home.
Hey, amen.
That's what we're shooting for today.
Yeah.
Every day we're getting closer.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to minister. We want to get out, sow the seed to everybody out here in the world that we can get to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wherever it may be, it's out there.
Yeah.
It's in here. It's out there.
Yeah,
we need to get to them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Said it was high time to wake up.
Yep.
This is the night is far spent. Hey, we're wasting a lot of time at night. We're wasting a lot of time in the darkness tonight.
Yeah,
going around the devil's playground at night.
Yeah.
How can you get out in darkness? I heard the brother preach it many times. It just takes a little light to shine in a dark place.
Yeah.
It takes a little light to shine in a dark place. We need to get to work at night just as well as daytime.
Yeah.
Hey, I know we all got jobs in the daytime. Some here may work at night. Even let your light shine at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! He says, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Hey, we know what that armor of light is.
Amen.
Hey, if you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart, you can't have that darkness to stop. Now you have to cast it out.
Yeah,
Jesus won't live in there if you don't make provisions and let him in there.
Hey,
it's your own will and let him in there. You think back when you got saved, hey, was somebody laying hands on you? No, Jesus was.
Yeah.
He laid it on that old heart.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about. That's that light he's talking about.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, my Savior.
Praise
the Lord.
Yeah.
Great name of God.
Amen.
Good stuff, brother.
Woo! Armor of light, Brother Randy.
Amen.
Woo! He said, didn't put on the whole armor of God. He said, put armor of light on. That's Jesus. That's all.
Amen.
One man.
Yeah.
One Savior.
Yeah.
One brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Woo! That don't excite you nothing. Let us walk honestly in the things. Not in writing and drunkenness, not in trembling and wantonness, not in strife and envy.
That's right.
And if you back up, or if you go back to the other scriptures, or was that James that said, resist the devil?
Mm-hmm.
You're free from him? What he's talking about right here, not in writing and judgment, not in chairman and wantonness, not in strife and envy. That's all the devil's playground right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And when he gets that inside of you, hey, he's tore you up.
Yeah.
He's tore your heart up. He started getting in there.
Yeah.
I preached a few weeks ago, he started getting that armor.
Yeah.
Whenever you don't get that, if you don't come in the house of God and get that armor passed back out like in a body shop, inside it takes a shot there and fire in the heart.
Yeah.
Hey, it gets closer. Penetrating more into my heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good tonight. We got to come to church. We got to hear the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
verse 13, that's just all the things we're not supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
He said, let us walk honestly. And he tells us, press right, pin down right there, know what not to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Verse 14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Everybody here tonight got the Lord Jesus Christ in
our hearts.
We got the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts tonight.
That's right.
And we make provisions for Jesus tonight.
Yeah.
Or we make provisions for the flesh tonight.
Right.
They were falling back in our churches.
Yeah.
Not just this in the general. All of them falling back in the whole Christian world. But hey, we've lost it. We put our lust back out into the world.
Yeah.
Our lust, this flesh, we know this flesh right here ain't going to live forever.
Yeah.
This flesh is going to have to lay down one way or another.
That's right.
Hey, whether it's for the devil or for the Lord. Hey, I'd just rather be for the Lord tonight.
Yeah.
I'd rather lay it down for the Lord.
Yeah.
He might. Ain't going to look to pick up our cross.
Come on, brother.
And follow him.
Yeah.
He done picked up his cross.
Amen.
Yeah.
He done went to the grave.
Yeah.
He done rose. Paid the price.
Right, brother.
He said right now, make an intercession for us.
That's right.
We need to praise him for that.
Yeah.
My brother Caleb, brother Eric, I couldn't get by a day without that.
That's right.
Hey, I got to have intercession all the time.
Right.
Every time I come around the corner, you got to be a fleeing old devil.
Yeah.
You got to be resisting him all the time.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a Christian in this world, it don't matter what kind. A preacher, a deacon, just one in the church. Just a brother and sister in Christ.
Yeah.
You're going to have to resist that old devil.
Amen.
Right, brother.
We get away from making provisions for the flesh. And if you make provisions for Jesus Christ, hey, don't be making provisions for the flesh.
Right.
Once ever Jesus comes in your heart, that old boy comes after you.
Yeah.
Amen. He wants to make you start changing your provision, change your outlook.
Yeah. Amen.
We see it in our school. The outlook's changed.
Uh-huh.
What they brought into them.
Yeah.
I don't deal with it every day.
Bless you, Lord.
Got two little ones in school. We deal with it every day.
Bless you, Lord.
You know, we've got to be teaching our kids to resist the devil.
Yeah.
We need to be leading our kids to Christ.
Yeah.
We need to be teaching them to resist the devil. He's out there in these schools just a roaring wide open.
Yeah.
And they're bringing stuff in there under your noses left and right.
Yeah.
Hey, all I can do as a parent is just keep my eye open and look forward to coming. And it's done happened once. They done had to step up once.
Yeah.
And answer that call, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
There was something going to go on. I didn't want it. They just going to have them dress a certain way, sing a certain song. Lord took care of it, didn't he?
Praise the Lord.
It never happened.
Thank you, Lord.
All through prayer, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
And Lord, I prayed the Lord go before me, prepare the way.
Yes.
He went. When I got there, didn't have to do a thing. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's my Savior.
Amen. That's right.
Come on.
Good preaching.
You show me man can do that. I know man can go before us and prepare the way.
Right, brother.
He'll fall short.
Yeah,
hey,
will.
Hey, I'll disappoint you sometime. You disappoint me sometime. That's just the way we are.
Amen.
Hey, but God won't ever disappoint
you. Amen. Amen.
That's right, brother.
Good preaching, brother.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. You get disappointed in the Lord, you brought it on yourself.
Amen.
You caused him that.
Amen.
Go through that too.
Yes, sir.
That comes from that. So let's not make provision for the flesh.
Now, he might.
And it says to fulfill the lust thereof.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's get something straight here tonight. Lust isn't love tonight.
That's right.
Love's love. Jesus Christ represents love.
Amen.
If you ask Jesus in your life tonight, you don't know what love is.
Yeah.
If you're married to your wife tonight, you don't know Jesus, you still don't know what love is.
Right.
That's lust tonight if you don't know Jesus.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. That's love.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know Jesus. Jesus is the one. Came for love. Everything was set up for love. He went to the cross for love. He was sent down here for love because His Bible says He first loved us.
Amen.
Right.
He put that love right in here when He went to deal with
us. Yeah, He did.
12 years old, He put that love in there, brother.
Amen.
That's what
He built the bridge. He built the foundation. We talked about the rock. We want to get over in Corinthians. He built that foundation with love, brother. Love is where it's at.
Bless you, it's all
right. Hey, let's get that straight tonight. If people mess up love and lust, they can put it on the same field. They don't belong.
That's right.
Lust does not belong on my Savior's table.
Amen.
It's all love.
Yeah.
And we should be all love.
Yeah.
But we're going to fall short. Once again, He tells us, He made an advocate with the Father for us.
Right.
He's sitting up there. He's making intercession for us tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, He tells us to strive. Do our very best. Take up the prayer and follow Him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying right here tonight. Hey, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, put on that armor of light tonight. Hey, put on that armor of light tonight. Hey, church, let's get back. Hey, let's put Jesus Christ on full armor of that light. Jesus Christ, let's put him on all the way tonight. Hey, if you're missing Jesus, matter, it's getting loose. Hey, let's get him back on. So we can go back out this door, brother. We go out there, they see something different.
Yep, preach it, brother.
We don't need to ride in with them, brother. There's got to be a difference. If you get away from that lust for the flesh, we'll get back to that love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Love is what makes a difference. Without the love, it wouldn't work.
That's right.
He is love.
He is, brother.
You got to be one of his, for you can have that love. You know how to love. See how that works? It's graceful. It's graceful. I can't dance, but some people can dance gracefully. Think about it tonight. That's what love is. It's graceful.
That's right.
Without that love, you couldn't have the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
you
might. That's right, bro.
That's right. That's his heart, Lord. That's good preaching, brother.
We might as well just wear that.
That's the Lord.
1 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 14 and 15. Now, my brother gave me these two verses here a month or so ago. So the whole church read these two verses. See what they thought about it. I never heard nobody put no input in on it. Shame on us. That's very good verses.
Yeah,
that's the law.
This is Paul hoping to see Timothy here. He's been gone a long time. He says, these things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, thou mayest know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that tonight. Hey, God is the pillar, He is the ground of truth tonight. He laid that foundation, that rock it talks about. That was made with love, Brother Jerry. He had all the secret recipes in there, Brother Randy. Hey, man, you don't know what them are. Hey, we mess them up. Hey, the lust of the flesh will mess up that recipe.
Amen.
All He tells us tonight, hey, it's getting His will. And do a few little commandments He had wrote down for us. And we can't even do that tonight. But think about it tonight. Don't never forget God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. He's the living God in the church tonight. And the reason I bring this up tonight, He's living tonight. He's not dead. Hey, I'm living trying to tell us He's dead. Any politicians, the world trying to tell us Jesus is dead. God's dead. Hey, very much alive. Hey, let the Lord have you.
Amen.
Let the Spirit have the free course.
Yeah.
It'll take you and it'll do what it wants.
Yeah.
He's the pillar. I'm telling you. You see, then you've got to Paul sitting there, but if I have to tarry from him, hey, you know, old Paul, he got shoveled up by old Satan too. And he done many things. He dusted it off every time and went on.
Maybe
he get dusted it off too and go on.
Hey,
go ahead and slip and right, brother.
Yeah.
Got to dust it off tonight.
Amen, right. Bless him, Lord.
Get ready. Quote, Randy.
Bless him, Lord.
Get somebody to get ready to get a song. What the Lord put on you. Can't get away from that. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you.
Bless the Lord.
It says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. It didn't put lost or saved there. That meant every one of us.
Amen.
Your hearts, you double-minded. I like verse 9, though, and this is the one I'm going to stick with. Be afflicted and mourn, and weep. Let not your fear after you turn to mourn, and your joy and heaviness. Hey, I believe we'll get back to that verse, and get serious, and get down on our knees. And pray for our lost ones.
That's right.
Hey, you know our job here. Hey, we need to be revived.
Yeah.
That's word for revivals.
Amen.
Hey, but our job here, there's lost people.
Yeah.
I'm not a pastor yet. My brother, he keeps us fed.
Amen.
So I'm able to go out there and sow the seed.
Amen.
You get over in Corinthians, Lord allow us, he would talk about that. Because he feeds me, I'm able to sow more.
Amen.
What Paul said when we're Corinthians.
Amen.
We're able to sow more.
Amen.
Nor pastors have that job. Though us as a preacher, we can get out here. You're evangelizing or whatever. We can get out there. We can sow more because our pastors are feeding us.
Yes.
It all works together.
Amen.
It all works for the glory of God.
Yes, it does.
We're going to get somebody to come get us something.
That's right.
More good to us.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's get our hearts and minds and souls all straightened back out for Him.
Amen.
Let's get back on full tilt. Hey,